one of the stunning images out of yesterday's student walkout marking the month since the Parkland school shooting was the number of kids of color from cities which have seen young people gunned down for years without the kind of outrage we're seeing now. Like Alex King, he's a senior at Chicago's North Lawndale College Prep High School. Alex, you say when you saw the horrific mass shooting in Parkland, you had tremendous sympathy for those kids.
Yes, I had a lot of sympathy for the kids because I know how it feels to lose someone. It automatically hurt me as well as it hurt the Parkland students because no one's life should be lost, especially in a place, an environment where you think that you are the safest in school.
Well, but you're also talking about your nephew, Deshaun Moore, who was sitting on his porch in 2017 when he was killed in a drive-by. So sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look, you've also said that maybe this will draw more attention to Chicago. Your thoughts on, you know, the outrage over these school shootings and what's been going on in Chicago for years?
Well, what's been going on in Chicago for years is just shootings after shootings after shootings. It's really not school shootings that are happening in Chicago, but still, gun violence is gun violence. That weekend of the Parkland, Florida shooting, 6 were killed and 22 were wounded in Chicago.
In shootings, yeah. What would you want to see happen? Because, you know, gun rights advocates point to Chicago as a reason not to have gun control because Chicago has so much and there's still violence. But then I'm sure, as you also well know, most of the guns in Chicago come from out of state.
It's really not about the gun control, the gun policy at this point, because just like you said, Chicago is good with that. But what is the point of that when we can go to Indiana and purchase a gun within 30 minutes?
Yeah.
What we are really calling for is the playing fields to be leveled out, like state to state.
You all yesterday had red tape across your mouths. What were you, in not speaking, what were you saying?
You know, when someone dies and the police identify that out on the streets, they put red tape around the neighborhood.
Mm.
So we put red tape around our mouths to show that we had to be silent about it, even though we weren't trying to be silent about it. We just weren't being heard.
Do you hope now, have you talked to any of the Parkland kids? You're sort of emerging as a voice.
Yes. I actually took a trip down to Florida. I actually already have talked to some of the Parkland kids.
What'd you talk about?
We talked about how our pain has made us like family. Our pain is what brought us together. Our trauma is what brought us together. And how this isn't a color thing. This isn't a social status thing. This isn't a division between anything, because trauma is nationwide, pain is nationwide, gun violence is nationwide.
Alex King, who's a high school senior at Chicago's North Lawndale College Prep, thank you so much.
Thank you.